grow up and be a man.
Be a man? What you mean, like you? I should be like you, Melvin? You a man?
No, you can never be like me. You don't need to be like me, but what you need is to stop sitting around here trying to blame everybody for your problems. You need to check yourself. Oh, you know what your problem is, baby boy? You got shit all twisted. You got an Oedipus complex. You want your mama to be your woman, but this is my woman.
Okay, Melvin.
My woman.
All right.
And we're back again for Psych to the Blonde podcast. As I said before, I put the email for this show in the description box of this episode, so you can email me, ask me questions, but I'm going to be truthful with you. I guard my personal space, I guard my personal time dearly, so don't get upset if I can't answer everyone's questions or have a full-on conversation about whatever you want to talk about. I'll try to read as many emails as I can, answer as many questions as I can on this show, and we'll just go from there. But I wanted to start off with, you know, that baby boy clip, because like I said before in the last episode, it's men that has to take accountability, even if we have to take accountability for other men's actions, because it's a cycle of abuse. That's all it is. It's a cycle of abuse. And if we don't stop it, if we don't take accountability and stop it where it's at, it's going to keep repeating and repeating and repeating. And eventually, everybody will have to do a hard reset. Just like they're doing a great reset with the economic problems, you're going to do a hard reset in your own psyche, in your own emotions, your own mentality of how you handle and how you handle the role of being a man in this world. And it starts with abortion. Now, I'm going to get into what I found out before they were going to make the decision. I stumbled upon a movie called Swing Vote, starring Andy Garcia, Harry Belafonte, and so forth. And the point of the movie Swing Vote was for Andy Garcia to make a decision on if they were going to prosecute women for having abortions. Because the beginning of the movie, the introduction, they have already overturned Roe versus Wade. I'm telling you, this movie is in 1999. Go watch this movie. Everything that they discussed in that movie is the same thing that's being played out in America right now. Even on down to the leak of this supposed leak of the clerk who leaked the opinions of the Supreme Court justices. All of a sudden now, the Supreme Court justices have a problem with leaks. That has never happened. Or rarely has ever happened. You never even heard a Supreme Court decision being leaked. An opinion being leaked that they were going to overturn it. I'm telling you, people do not understand. And people, like I said before, non-player characters do not understand what is going on. They're all playing their part. Like zombies, like sheep. They're all playing their part. When it's time to grab your picket signs and your pitchforks and you go out there in front of Capitol buildings or government buildings and protest, you're already playing into their hands. Every time you offer your emotion to the decision that they have already planned out years and decades beforehand, you just become a mindless zombie because they tell you everything they're going to do before they do it. That is why predictive programming is so easy to find out. It's so easy to discern because all you have to do is go back to whatever they put in movies or Hollywood. If you watch enough movies and you're a movie buff, you have seen enough truth to understand that all this comes back around. Like I said before, it's like a cycle of abuse. They tell you what they're going to do. This whole my body, my choice, man, you could throw that garbage argument out the window. Every time it comes to my body, my choice, it also goes right into incestuous rape. Which makes no sense to me. That's the foundation of pro-choice advocates. It's, oh, she got to keep it because she's in, you know, her father raped her. Her uncle raped her. Now she got to keep the baby. Why does everybody go to that one reasoning of why people should get abortions? Why is that's the foundation? Not, oh, we have to handle pedophilia or we have to handle incestuous rape. No. we have to handle incestuous rape through abortion. That's the only way we can conquer this boogeyman that's plaguing the abortion law. It's insane, and people buy into it. Because like I said, the cycle of abuse starts with men. It starts with us. You don't think so? Go through scriptures. If you got the Sefer, go through the Sefer, go to the search tab, and just type in fatherless. I'm not going to cover the scriptures. Type in fatherless and see how many verses come up when the Most High has instructed those who come from a family structure or family foundation to watch over the fatherless. Why? Because the fatherless will grow up and want damage done because they haven't felt the warmth of being in a family or a home. And when you do that, when a fatherless man grows up, he is going to leave his children fatherless. Now, I'm not saying all, but the majority are going to learn that same repetitive curse and behaviors to leave their children fatherless. If there are any men that are listening to me right now, if I were you, get up off your ass. If you got children just sprawled all around the world, start being a father. Start learning how to be a father. Find a man that's a great father and start learning his tips, his survival guide. Stop leaving these children unattended. Because when you do that, when you repeat your curses onto your children grow up not wanting to be alive because they have no foundation of love or trust or backing or support. So what they do, they grab the picket signs. They grab the protest by the neck and say, I want women, regardless if they're men or women, I want women to be able to abort. Because why? Because the cycle of abuse starts with us. If we leave a child unattended, that child grows up not wanting to live and understand and seeing and being envy of other people who have a great family home and they are envious of that, not having that, it turns into anger. So where does that anger show up? It shows up wanting women to abort children because they don't want that child to ever go through what they went through. It's the same thing with the LGBTQ community. They are not honest with themselves. Majority of the gay community became gay because they were molested at a young age. They were straight as a board at a young age. Then an adult broke their trust, broke those boundaries, that personal space. Now, what do you see the gay community doing? They want everybody to be gay. Because they felt like they didn't have a choice to either be gay because they, like I said, it's the cycle of abuse. They didn't have a choice. Men put these children in these situations. And we wonder why everybody is into killing children or into wanting to be gay or trans or switch their genders. It comes from a cycle of abuse. I'm going to keep repeating this through the entire episode. Cycle of abuse. And it starts with us. If we let it fester. I mean, we can go back and forth and say, oh, the far left want to kill babies. Oh, the far right want to do that, want to control women's body. It's nothing to do with left or right. Joe Biden in 1982 had a platform where he said that he would vote to overturn Roe versus Wade. Look that up. A Democratic president was the one that's trying to overturn Roe v. Wade. Why? So what? So the states could individually decide what the penalty was for women getting abortions or what the statute of limitations was for women to terminate their pregnancy after a couple of weeks or whatever. If you know that California bill that Newsom signed, that women can go to full term, have a baby, and then decide a week or two later that they didn't want that child, they could kill it. All we're doing is going back to the days of Canaan. All we're doing is going back to the days of Ham. All we're doing is going back to the days of Noah. If you don't think it's biblical by now, then you're completely ignorant about what's really going on. Everything that we're moving faster in technology and going back in ignorance. That is why you see a lot of jobs now are almost about to go digital. I went into Best Buy to buy a speaker. Best Buy is almost all on its way out. It's basically going to be a hardware store where you just pick up. They want you to start going online and shopping from online. So when you could just drive up to the store and just put it in your car and move on. They're getting ready to turn this place digital. A lot of people are going to be out of jobs. But this has all been planned out. Decades to 100 to maybe even thousands of years planned out. And people are like, oh, people were dumb back then. They didn't have this. They didn't have that. It didn't matter. All you need is a bunch of committed idiots to one specific plan. And I'm telling you, that's what you're seeing. You're seeing their idiotic plans play out. And there's nothing you could do to stop it. It really isn't. All you need to know is how to duck and when to duck. Get into this word so you can have a spirit. I don't tell you to get in the word to try to, you know, destroy yourself or try to lead you into a religion or lead you into some, what most people think, the man with the beard and white wool hair in the sky. I'm not trying to do that. I'm trying to get you to nourish your spirit so when these things happen, you know how to react. And don't be looking for everybody else or looking to your neighbor who aren't following laws, statutes, and rules and watching them run around the neighborhood like chickens with their heads cut off. Because you're going to see that. I'd rather you be calm and understanding what's going to happen in these last few days. And I'm telling you, men, you better start getting yourself in order. If you got a house, you better start getting your household in order. We haven't even reached the Most High's plagues yet. We just getting a tiny bit of the curses being turned back on the nation that was the home of his children, his inheritance, that absorbed all these curses in Deuteronomy. You've seen the curses of Deuteronomy are now flipping on the other nations, all the other people in America. Remember the cocaine 80s, the crack epidemic in the 80s, that they dumped cocaine all through the inner cities to destroy us? The high penitentiary rate? You remember this? The Amendment 13, that movie that Netflix did, the 13th Amendment? That's being turned over on these other nations. White America is about to go through our curses. That's why the fentanyl, y'all should look at the fentanyl and not say, oh, man, they really did us in with the crack, you know, the crack epidemic, but they're really quiet about the fentanyl. They want us to feel sorry. Y'all should stop getting into this tit-for-tat victimhood. You should sit back and watch how America is going to destroy itself. How do you think that all of a sudden now they want to kill the Americans who are addicted to opioids? I thought that would be a moneymaker. That you would want to keep the opioids clean so you can keep getting money out of these people. But what? The Most High is doing what they did to us. They are having their crack epidemic. They're having their cocaine 80s. It's almost 80% to 90% white that they are overdosing on fentanyl. That all of a sudden drugs are being laced with fentanyl. Fam, it's weed and cocaine. Cocaine be so pure coming into Florida. I don't know why you need to chop it up with fentanyl. Why? Because the Most High is putting spirits and saying, I want all this to stop. I'm gonna corrupt all of it. Just like you corrupt my children in the 80s and in the 90s, I'm going to corrupt your children. What you do, your recompense will be what you have done to my children. And some of you don't get that part. Some of y'all should really be wanting to be on our side. But some of you, because you see color, you see, oh, black people cheering for white people falling for opioid addiction. And then what we do is that argument is, oh, you didn't feel bad for us in the 80s and the 90s. Stop. Y'all should be on our side. What you see is their curses from Deuteronomy falling all over white America and the rest of these other countries and nations too. We were spread out. So what you see is all these nations falling, corrupting themselves. Of course they're gonna make it pretty and cute and make it seem like, oh, it's mental illness. Look at what these situations, we really have to take care of these people. Every time I seen a documentary on YouTube, it's always going to the homelessness problem in America. And most of it's in California. And most of they showing you is white Americans. they're not really showing you a lot of black Americans as homeless. Yeah, there's black people that's homeless in America, but you are seeing more of the pity party, the victimhood of what happened to big bad white America and the people who did not get their stuff in order. That's what you're seeing. I sit back and observe all of this. I just don't get into all this entertainment garbage that goes from one narrative to next narrative, and just most of it's all psyops. Just like the Dave Chappelle thing was a psyop. You're going to try to tell me all of a sudden this guy ran past everybody to jump up on stage. Not one security guard rushed out who seen this dude take a 10-yard head start. Not one person came out and saw this dude coming. But who was in the back? Who was there also? Chris Rock. So you're going to tell me a guy walk up the stage and hit Dave Chappelle, and all of a sudden Dave Chappelle brings Chris Rock out and makes the joke, oh, it was Will Smith here. And then everybody started talking about Will Smith again. This is how they create that narrative of a distraction and keep moving it, by just adding different little things that they create. So, of course, oh, this guy is crazy. He had mental illness. He had a knife disguised as a fake gun, which is even more weird. Because weren't they going through metal detectors? I mean, a show like that, I would assume they went through metal detectors. If they didn't, then you know why. They forced these little psyops on you to get you to talk about it. Because then we're talking about Chris Rock again. We're talking about Will Smith again. Then Will Smith is going to be on David Letterman's show or whatever show he's doing. It's like they keep it going. They keep you glued to this television set, to these narratives. They don't make no difference. So I don't really get into them. But underneath, it's all been laid out thousands of years ago. They're just moving it along. And people, oh, we're going from, oh, Kim Kardashian lost 16 pounds. So now we care because, you know, 16 pounds is traumatic to lose in 3 weeks. Like, come on. If you actually listen to that interview she did when she said 60, she was like some years, like, oh, it's been 60 years, blah, blah, blah. In 1962, she died. The blonde haired girl, the woman died. Marilyn Monroe died in 1962. That was the same year she sung to the president. She died in August, and the thing with the president was earlier than that. But also, it was the Cuban Missile Crisis with Russia. So they already telling you, they predict the programming you that too. Just using numbers. So you're going to try to tell me that she wore Marilyn Monroe's dress with that butt, and she lost 16 pounds. Why do you, when you saw her, she had that shawl? She had it covered because her butt didn't fit in that dress. So she had to change that dress to put on a replica. But you see her guarding her butt. That's where all the 16 pounds was at. So you're going to try to tell me Marilyn Monroe was a size 27. What I saw, she was a size 27. So that's like a size 14, 13 dress? So how's Kim Kardashian can't fit into that? That's what I'm saying. It's the 16 is the tower card in tarot, which means everything falls down, which means a destruction is going to happen. She used the number 60, and 60 in the tarot card is the devil. 3, of course, is the three-sided pyramid. 3 is a big occult number, a number of completion, a perfect number. Just like when you add 3 and 4, 7, it becomes the Masonic G. I mean, all they do is throw numbers at you and be like, oh, and then cause an uproar. Like, oh, she's promoting unhealthy diet tips. That's why I don't get into none of that nonsense. And most people do, but you haven't gone deeper than that. If you're still stuck on what celebrities are doing, you have not gone deeper to see the real agendas. But I don't want to get off on a tangent. I'm going to go back to the cycle of abuse. But that's what it is. Everybody's repeating what they've been through and have not been accountable for. So this abortion thing ain't new. It really isn't. It's just different levels or a different topic where people who grew up in fatherless homes do not want to see another child go through what they go through. So if I grew up fatherless, I'm going to be for abortion. Because I don't want another child to grow and come into this world fatherless. Because that's what they think. through their own mental abuse, they think every child comes into this world is not going to have a father. So, hey, you might as well terminate them. I don't want that child to go through what I went through. Same thing with being gay. I want all the children to be gay because I didn't have a choice to be gay. So I want all children to be gay. It's the same thing with people, you know, the victim of being molested always grows up and wants to molest children. That's where pedophilia comes from. It's all a cycle of abuse that we as men have not been accountable for. We kind of shun it and throw it underneath the carpet like, oh, that has nothing to do with us. Everything has something to do with us because we are meeting the broken children. We are meeting the broken women and men that's coming from broken situations and environments. And we have to deal with that because what? These people become our children's friends or they become our mates. And people we have to look after. That's why the scripture, when it comes to fatherless, the Most High made it a point that we have to look after the fatherless because they will grow up to be a problem. Look at all the men in hip-hop right now. Look at all the men in entertainment. Look at Russell Westbrook. You can't tell. He don't even look comfortable wearing those skirts and dresses. My man is a grown-ass man looking like he about to have his third quinceañera. You can't tell me that looked comfortable for him. And then it don't even look right. Fam, you're going to put a skirt and do it right. Do it how you're supposed to be doing it if that's what it don't make sense to me. They make him wear this long Janet Reno grandma skirt. And they be trying to make it look cool and throw a top hat on top of it. Man, if you look like the bisexual Monopoly man. But this is because he comes from a background of weak parents, of a weak man in his life. Because that's all that Satan is getting to. Are you not seeing this? Are we not going back to the Garden of Eden? What is Satan doing? He separated Adam from Eve so he could get to the child. That's what he really wanted to pollute, the child. Now, if you all you do is grow up and you exacerbate this psyop or this indoctrination. Now you're going to bring in children who are going to fall for any doctrine. Not only will the woman be handed over to a light woman be handed over to doctrine, they're going to hand their children over to the same doctrine. Future and Drake, both are mama's boys. Both are mama's boys. They had a video to come out with him on it, and it made it look so kung. You could tell these dudes ain't tough, that they get folded. If they was in the streets in a fight, they can't even pull off a 15th century Game of Thrones moment. They can't even pull that off. They look weak. They look weak as men because they mama's boys. Now, I'm not saying all mama's boys is weak, but the ones you see attached to Satanism, these rappers that are attached to this new age spirituality, this Satanism in their music. They all come from broken homes. They come from divorced parents. They come from being with their mothers all the time. So what does most of Future's raps are about? Women being toxic. The video of the song starts off, "There was a toxic king." Like that's supposed to be some cool title. But men follow that. Weak men follow that. We men say, well, I've been hurt by these women. These women are too masculine for me. I'm just going to be a toxic king. I'm going to be toxic. I'm going to be the most toxic male ever. I'm going to go into all of my relationships and make those women pay for what they did to me when I was vulnerable. And I told you before, what's that two words? That cycle of abuse? Men go through that. They don't want to account for it. They don't want to mention it. They want to pretend that they toxic. They tough. When you see all those tough, hard-ass, wannabe thug rappers, they weak because they don't know how to be men. So what do? They got to be hyper-masculine. They got to show how many guns they got. They got to say the most dumbest stuff. It's always what? Trying to break up somebody else's relationship. That's why a lot of rappers talk about sleeping with other men's baby mamas. Like, that's the goal. The goal is to break up. Because like I said, it's a cycle of abuse. You're going to get tired of me saying those two words. Because if you grow up and you've seen other men come in and destroy your relationship with your mother, you've seen men come in and destroy your mother, what are you going to want to do when you grow up? Regardless if you go into entertainment or whatever, whatever industry you go to, what are you going to want to do? Is sleep with somebody else's wife or sleep with somebody else's baby mama? That's what they want you to do. It's a cycle that Willie Lynch has said will turn on its head for thousands of years. Destroying the woman, and makes that woman destroy the confidence in the role of the man. You can destroy black people from king to kingdom come. If the Most High did not wake some of us up, we would be, all of us would be destroyed. We don't have an army. We don't have a country of our own. But we should already been wiped out. Like Stephen Darby said, we should already been gone. But it's the grace of the Most High that loves us so much is the reason why we are still here. You know how destroyed men gotta be to not only go after other men's baby mamas, not to only murder their own, but to want women, we call them simps, want women to be on board with aborting whenever they feel like it, which is insane to me when they talk about my body, my choice. It's really nobody. You really, if you're in this system, you don't have a choice and your body don't even belong to you. You barely have free will. You have the appearance of free will. The appearance of free will. What's it say in Revelation? It will cause men small and great to get the mark. It said cause. It didn't say force you to get the mark. It said cause you to get the mark. Which means, in order to do that, you have to have a psyop. You have to have events. You have to have or raise up weak men who are not going to stand against the system. And if you have weak men being in entertainment, you have weak sports players, you have weak doctrines that's being polluted and given out to all around this world, you could basically cause people to get the mark. Because men are, simps are only following behind what women are doing. Because they think, oh, if these women see me, if these women see me having a ball or having a go at promoting their women's rights or promoting their rights to abort, then that's going to give me some play. I'm going to get respect. I'm going to get acknowledged. Because men know. Men know what women want. And like I said before, it can break a strong man down into a weak man. If you're focused on a wicked woman, if you're focused on the wickedness of this world and what women fall for. Because when men see women fall for, they go, oh, she falling for having her women's rights or equal play or wanting to be like men. And there's men are seeing weak men, simps, Ahabs, are seeing men getting glorified because they're on the side of women who want to kill their own womb. This my body, my choice, please. You got to wake up every day to go to a job, to live, to afford to eat, to afford housing, to afford to pay taxes, to afford your car insurance. You don't have no choice. That's not, you think that's a choice? That is not a choice. If you don't go to work, if your body doesn't perform a task, if your body doesn't do nothing, it will wither and die. Because you're not working in this system. You're chilling. You eventually will die. You eventually become another statistic. You have no choice. It ain't, your body's not even yours, really. But I don't know why women get on that kick of my body, my choice. I mean, this stink, men. What is the main argument with women that they are not seeing? You could just, you know, decide to be celibate. Okay, say like you can't, you need to have sex, women. You need to open your legs. You just need to open your legs. It starts with you, what type of man you let between your legs. Okay, that's the first level. Okay, let's go to that first level. Let's say, okay, you screwed up on that. You got drunk or got high somewhere at a party and you be like, all right, I want to have sex with some dude that's probably trifling anyway, who's not going to be a real man. What's the next level? Oh, condom. So you not only not protecting yourself, but he not protected. That's another level. So let's go deeper then. Let's say you fall to those two levels. Okay, you could get your butt up and swallow the plan B. Okay. So you don't want to get up and pay that money in the middle of the morning to get a plan B. Okay, let's say you fall through those three things, those three levels. What's next? Get birth control. If you really want to have unprotected sex with whoever you want, exchanging spiritual demons, STDs, spiritually transmitted diseases or transmitted demons. If you really need to have sex raw, get on birth control. No, you fall through those three levels. Four levels. Then we are too, oh, I'm pregnant. The only one that's going to get abortion then. It's literally been a lot of levels that you have to go through to want to say, you know what, if I get an abortion, I'm going to kill it. And I want all women to participate in the same thing. It's asinine that people still think like this. I started going on Twitter. Twitter had a field day. I was laughing because, like I said before, the movie Swing Vote that I saw 2 or 3 weeks prior to this, I knew it was somehow, my spirit was like, yeah, it's going to come up. Just watch this movie. I don't know why I picked this movie, to tell you the truth. I just saw Andy Garcia on it. I was like, I wonder what this is about. My spirit is like, yo, watch this. And it ended up happening verbatim what they talked about today. But I went to Twitter because I like when these things happen. I go to Twitter and find out what other people think. And it's usually black people opening their mouths, running their mouths, don't know when to shut up, talking because they want to appeal and be accepted by white America, by white liberal America, by foolishness America, to want to be accepted. So because you're so down bad that you want to be accepted. Please accept me. We'll kill our womb. We'll kill how many babies you want us to kill. Trust me, we'll be at the top of the murder rate. We'll have them Call of Duty murder kills, them string of kill streaks. We'll do that for our wombs if you just accept us. Put us in the highest place of your government, your system. If we have to kill our babies to do that, please, we'll do that. If we have to be butches, if we have to be studs, if we have to be transgender, please, just accept us and protect us, because we have been seeing the image of our black men not protecting us, because we base our image of black men on people like ASAP Rocky, Future, and Drake. We base it on entertainers. We are too stupid to understand what the Most High says about what a real man is. We won't go through scriptures. So we rather listen to what the government gives us. We rather listen to what the boule says. So Twitter, this one woman said, only one cozy said, canceling abortions ain't gonna do nothing but up the suicide rate, because one of us gotta go. A black woman said this. That's how mentally destroyed y'all are. People keep saying banning abortion won't stop abortion. It'll just increase unsafe abortions. But like, conservatives know that. They do not care about stopping abortion. They care about subjugation. Nobody's trying to subjugate you. Obviously, you too stupid and too lazy to protect yourself. It literally went, like I said, it went to 3 or 4 levels before you even got to wanting to have an abortion. It's been plain to see that you can't be accountable. You can't live righteously. And this is men talking. Sandy Nurse, at Sandy for Counsel. You know it's not about rape and incest. Some of us just never aspire to raise children, and that is just as good a reason. If that's the case, then why not protect yourself, dumb? Why not just say, all right, I'm gonna make him wear a condom. I will have a female condom. If I don't want to do that, I'll do the plan B, do birth control, or I just be celibate. I could do all of these things. No, I want to just have an oopsie. I want to be able to have an oopsie. If I want to have an oopsie, let me have an oopsie. Last one. Cost of living high And if you get pregnant, you gotta keep the baby. In this economy, this is kind of cruel. What if they can't afford the baby? So now orphanage and foster care are about to be an even monster. What are you talking about? This is a black woman, Zora's love child. What are you talking about? If you knew the cost of living is high and you know you have to keep the baby, why not protect yourself? But like I said before in the last episode, when you don't have a woman after your own mind, or if you have a weak man and have a weak woman, of course y'all going to be given over to light doctrine. And I said it before, it starts with us men if we do not pay attention to always wanting to be Ahabs and simps to women who want to destroy themselves. We could get this righteousness train a-moving. We really could. But what are women doing? Men, we are laughing at this. But what are women doing? Women are not going through the scriptures, are not trying to find the understanding of what it takes to be a wife or be a mother, to be a partner in those scriptures. They are not ready to do the legwork to build a hedge about themselves. What are they doing? They are going to Kevin Samuels to get told that after 35, they are leftovers. Because what? Some Asian community or Asian government titled that type of emphasis on age, that if you're born, if after 27 you're not married, you're leftovers. So let's all black women listen to a black man, a gay black man, a gay black Kappa man that basically got on his hands and knees to get spanked in his ass with a paddle to take oaths to a Greek organization, a Greek system that don't even belong to us. Let's go listen to him. I won't listen to Isaiah. I won't listen to Paul. I won't listen to Yahusha. I won't listen to the Most High himself. But I want to listen to a gay Kappa. A gay Kappa on relationships. When this man been divorced, which has probably been a beard. What a beard is, a man who, you know, is really gay, but needs to be married for some like social status. Everybody kept saying John Travolta and his wife that he ritually sacrificed, was gay. That's what a beard is. A woman who is playing wife. Because if you listen to Kevin Samuels, you can see the effeminate tendencies in his speech and his hands. For all my white listeners, for all my listeners in Canada, and or Ghana, all my, you know, other nations that listen to me right now, Kevin Samuels was a gay black man in a Greek fraternity who all of a sudden got fame because he kept telling black women over the age of 35 that they were leftovers, that they needed to lower their standards. If they're not pretty, they need to calm down and sit down and shut up. So what kind of men does that man attract? It attracts men who are fatherless. It attracts men who have feminine tendencies themselves. That they want to tell women that they've been broken down, that they were ugly, they're not worth it. What do you think Tyler Perry is? Like I said, the cycle of abuse. If that man has been with women, pretending he's not gay, growing up in a maternal, I don't know his background, but I'm guessing, grew up in a maternal household, seen his mom get done dirty probably, or seen women get done dirty probably, and he inherited those feminine characteristics. So what do? You send other women through that cycle of abuse. You watch your mother go through it, you watch other people go through it, and now you wanna put people through the same thing that you've seen people go through. There is no Kevin Samuels in the Asian community. There is no Asian man getting on TV or getting on YouTube and literally going out of their way to talk about how Asian women ain't nothing. That they're not worth spit. That they're not pretty enough. There is no man in the white community that has a YouTube channel going around having a Zoom conference talking about how women ain't measuring up to men. Looks-wise. Career-wise. Dehumanizing their own women. You don't see white men doing this. You don't see Latin men do this. We are the only stupid nation that'll go to another gay man for advice on relationships and don't see that he gay. Don't see that he effeminate. Doing all those stupid hand signs. Go to his page. The last post he did, the first 5 seconds, he did that stupid Kappa and 666 OK symbol, which is funny to me because all these organizations do the same hand symbols as the Masons do, as the entertainment industry does, as the gangs do. How many times have you seen people do that OK symbol in gangs? It just twist and move their hands a different way. It's all control. It's all in the same system. That is why, men, we need to start being a covering for women, because you see they can't cover themselves. You see they can't make decisions by themselves. You see they can't be accountable by themselves. They need to see us do it. In order for women to be accountable, in order for women to be accountable for all women, even if they don't have to, even if they have to be accountable for all their generational curses and all their type of foolishness, they have to be accountable for people they are going against, that are against the Torah, that are against the word. We have to be accountable for that because we all have had hands in it. We have all nurtured it. And it comes from being weak men, being in broken situations where you gravitate to your mother harder than you need it because you don't know what being a man is. So what you do, you want to tear up and destroy other people's foundations or other people's ideologies of a marriage and a mate because you didn't have one. Same thing Tyler Perry does. All of his movies is to uplift the woman and to bring out the worst in all men. The worst in black men is to put all that man into one character. So what? So you can hate black men. Why? Because he hates black men. In his whole story about abuse, his whole story about what he's seen his mother go through. So of course you're going to go through like, I hate black men. Because you haven't been accountable. You haven't been understanding of what has happened. And now you want to get to the source. Simps and Ahabs want to get to the source of the problem. And that's the problem is to push for women to abort all their wombs and abort their fetuses. If that was the case, none of us would be here today. So now weak men don't want to be alive. That's who's running things. Weak men are running things right now. Betas are running things right now. And they don't want to live. They don't want to be alive. They want to either be trans. They want to change their gender. They want to hate their own brother, their own sister. They want to hate the foundations of everything that's righteous and masculine because they can't stand it because they don't know who they are. And I'm telling you, women, if you're dealing with a man or you see a little incy bitsy detail of that type of man I'm talking about, you better leave that man alone. These type of men just don't stop or start with one woman. I'm telling you, you getting curses coming into your vagina. That man's bringing the demons with him. He's bringing curses with him. And if, like I see, I've heard Stephen Darby talk about how if you have sex with somebody, you're exchanging that person's DNA in your system. So now you're going crazy because you got this man's curses, his demons, into your vagina, into your bloodstream, his semen soaking into your bones. And so why y'all can't find a decent man or you feel like demons are after you? Because you keep opening your legs up to weak men. Y'all listen to all this doctrine, the doctrine of whatever music you listen to, it's a doctrine. The beats ain't even that good. Kanye released an album, dude, I try to listen, hey, man, it's garbage. I don't know how y'all listen to this because y'all have corrupted ears. Your eardrums got to be garbage. Y'all can't hear good music. Most of you grew up in a generation where all in the 2020, 19 and 18, most of you grew up with that drill beat and all that nonsense in your ear already, so you don't know no difference with good music. I'm old enough to understand and appreciate the 60s, the 70s, and 80s. I even go back to the 50s sometimes. I can appreciate good music. I know when the doctrine starts to change and what it really sounds like. Y'all hearing the worst beats on my... I heard the worst beats on albums that shouldn't have worse beats. And then you just hear him mumbling. They're not even talking about nothing. And they're making it about what? Hating women. Future and Drake are either paying for women, or they're being around weak women that tear up their heart, that they know is going to tear up their heart. And then they be emotionally devalued for it. Then they look weak. They look weak as men. Dealing with weaker women, having masculine traits, makes them look weak. You can't tell me these dudes could sit on a horse in all armor and with a sword and be like, yeah, that's a masculine man. Them dudes look gay with shield and swords. They look like they LARPing. They look like that movie Role Models. If you ever seen that movie Role Models, with the dude that was playing Ant-Man and Clueless. The movie's funny, actually. But it's like they had a LARPing, a lie interaction, whatever they do. They dress up and have styrofoam swords and pretend they, like, all that. That a live action role play. That's what those fools look like. You can't tell me if it was really a battlefield going on. You know they not picking up those swords. Where you think they going to be at? Up under some hoe's house. They're going to be next to their mamas. They're not going to be on this battlefield. And that's what the type of men y'all are emulating. Y'all listening to these fools. These people are already selling. They already devalued themselves by propagating a doctrine that makes men weaker. All they did was put it to a garbage beat. Oh, I got my heart broken by a stripper. Oh, but they're virgins to me. I never liked you. I paid child support for women I don't want to marry, but the one woman that got away and broke my heart, I don't like you. Corny, man. Cornballs. In other news, if I were you, I can't describe really what's about to happen, but I can send you to movies that are going to show it. If I were you, watch the movie 99 Homes with Andrew Garfield. Great movie. That movie went under the radar, but it's a great movie about what you're about to see in the real estate market when it comes to these foreclosures, these high rent hikes. They're trying to kick people out of, they're not just trying to get kick people out of their homes or price them out. They're trying to strip landlords from their property. Because after landlords have to put up their property in foreclosure or put it up for sale, they got to sell it to the bank. And now all these corporations that you don't know, these octopus hands of corporations, they're these Masonic corporations that have their hands sunk into the real estate market, they are now going to control it by buying up homes or buying up developments. Why are they doing this? My guess is they're going to hold you hostage. They're going to hold you in homelessness in order for you to get a house or be, remember the old school ways you have to go in and actually show collateral to get a loan back in the day? Now it's just, you know, they send it, I mean, they spam it to your house now these days, either in email or letters like, hey, come get this loan, these predatory loans. Now they're not going to, I think they're going to cut back on that. And I think what you are going to see, what you might see, is them hold these homes vacant on purpose and make you come and do an application and say, hey, are you vaccinated? That's what they want. They want to see if you're vaccinated. Then they could easily say, because it's a corporation. Well, our corporation believes in everybody should be vaccinated. So what are they going to do? They're going to say, hey, if you want to live in this household, if you want to be in this, in our development, you have to be vaccinated because we want to promote a safe environment. Y'all thought this coronavirus was going to go away? It's not. They're already talking about a new strain. They're already talking about new outbreaks. They're already talking about a million cases already. That Ukraine Russian war is fugazi. It's nothing. You just saw politicians from all over the world safely land where they're in a hostile capital, where Russia is supposed to got tanks all over the place and destroying all and bombing all these buildings. But somehow these American politicians and the politicians all around the world have landed safely with no problems to meet with Zelensky and to get awards. The most creepiest, weird stuff you ever seen. Well, he got a chicken. He had a rooster for one award, and then he gave him, as a Jew, gave Nancy Pelosi, a Catholic, an award based off a Christian princess, a princess that turned Christian. This is the most insane stupidity stuff you ever see. But if you don't go detailed through go through this stuff, you won't see it and see how dumb it is. So this Russian-Ukraine war is this fugue. It's to keep printing money and laundering money so when the bill comes in, they be like, oh, I don't know, we got to put it on Americans. That's what all the days you see them doing is just trying to destroy the dollar as much as they can. Israel left the dollar. They're leaving the dollar behind. When you see Israel leaving the dollar behind after what we do for Israel, y'all should know everybody's going to be leaving. Israel has the ability to make everybody leave the dollar alone. Klaus, the head of the World Economic Forum, is a Rothschild on his mother's side. I'm telling you, man, I'm telling you, if you're not understanding what's going to happen, they are going to destroy everything and hold these homes hostage. And when you watch 99 Homes, trust me, that is exactly what's going to happen. They talk about investors buying up all these homes. No, they don't tell you what they're going to do with them, but they're just telling you all these investment firms and these banks are buying up homes. They're trying to get landlords off their property. So they can tell you, you need to be vaccinated to live here. You want low interest rates? Live in this. You got to be vaccinated. You got to take the mark. They could put up, how places are gated. They can have a thing where you have to have a mark to get in your own home. But you think it's crazy, but they're going to put it on you and make it seem like it's something's cool. This is the wave of the future. It makes everything so easy. Why do you think you're seeing the color green everywhere? Pay attention, y'all. Every time you watch a news story, oh, it doesn't matter. Even your local news story, focus on what you see. You keep seeing green. What they do is they keep promoting green, and what they are going to do is attach what they want you to know or what they want you to feel through this color, so you think it was your idea. That's why they use numbers and that's why they use colors. It makes you think it's your idea. They pervert you. Then they blame you for listening to them. That's not just in America. It's everywhere. Whoever's listening to me, it's everywhere. What your government is doing is make you ask for help and then blame you for asking for it. Blaming you for making them help you. They want to make it seem like it was your idea that you accepted this. You accepted the terms and conditions. We told you what we're going to do to you. You said it was okay. You didn't say no. You didn't build a hedge about you. You didn't use the Ruach. As much as they try to tell you that the Bible doesn't exist, that should tell you enough that it do. Because the people who are in this word are getting blessed here and there. Blessed here and there. Our life is being made easier because we follow these laws, statutes, and commandments. It's not to put you in subjugation of a religion. No, 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 no. No, it's to keep you free so you can see what's coming. That's the point. It's like in my personal life, I got bloodlines that try to pull ops on me. They keep trying to sacrifice me or put me in a place to be sacrificed. This happened this week. I pray to the Most High. Most High, please expose their traps. Expose their plans to me. 2-3 days later, I get a text. A weird random. I can't get into the conversation. But I had a real weird random text. There's something that a person should already have this information. But they drew me into it to soften me up. So when this other person of my bloodline came down, it would make it seem like they're all clear. They're above suspicion. I'm telling you, it's real smooth the way they do it. Then I had to go back to blocking these people, these family members. Then the next family member came down this weekend. Oh, can we meet up? But my blood, hey, fam, we grew up together. I get it. Like, let's meet up. Let's, you know, hash out some time that we can meet up and say hello. I was like, hey, let me meet you for brunch. Oh, no, no, I forgot I had something to do then. What are you doing later tonight? I said, well, I'm not going out. You know, I got friends in town. Oh, are they staying with you? I'm like, and in my head's like, why are you asking if they staying with me, fam? We could just meet up and go to the restaurant. But to catch me sleeping, come into my house, catch me sleeping. And this person is gay. It works for the government. I'm telling you, I see it all. I see it all. That's what the Ruach does. That's what the sermon does. That's what getting these law, statutes, and commandments do. That's what reading scripture does. Once you grow your spirit, I'm telling you, your intuition will be unmatched. You'd be amazed at what you see coming before it comes. You'd be amazed of when you pray for wickedness to expose themselves and people stumble in front of your face or stumble in a paragraph or send you the wrong text, send you the text that's about you to somebody else. That's how that spirit, don't get upset. I know you want to because you think out of emotion, but don't get upset. The Most High is exposing who you shouldn't be dealing with no more. It's women, you need to start learning, not your place, not to be subjugated. You need to start learning and start being attentive to what is going on in a man's world. So when you understand what's going on, you can get some of that energy of discernment, that energy of covering, that energy to build yourself a hedge. Because only real men are seeing these things. Weak men are chasing after their own lusts. Weak men are going around calling themselves toxic king. Weak men are saying they are toxic masculine. Weak men are going around putting the stripper above a righteous woman. Weak men are going around blaming everybody else for their problems and their issues. Weak men are leaving their children fatherless and then saying, oh, I can't deal with my baby mama. It's not that hard, men, to go into the court system and go to civil court law and say, hey, I would like to challenge my child's mother with child support or challenge my child's mother with the child custody arrangements. It ain't that hard, men. I've done it twice myself. I've done it twice myself. It don't cost you nothing. You know why you got to pay a lawyer $3,000, $4,000? So they can put the paperwork together to use all this lawyer jargon that they use to keep you confused. You don't know what's going on. All you got to do is Google, what forms do I need to challenge custody? There's plenty of templates that you can go from. All you need to know is how to talk a little bit. Hey, I'm spending this amount of money. I would like to see my child this amount of times. Hey, I think I should have custody. I don't have a job yet, but I'm working to get a job. I should still be in my child's life. They don't tell you that they have to give you equal footing as a parent. They don't tell you that. They keep you scared to go into that court system. That's the point of the whole system, is to keep you scared so you rely on them. Start relying on yourself, men. I went through it too. I spent 40 to 50 grand just to go back to ground zero with the arrangement with my child. Then I was like, you know what? I'm going to start doing this myself. I can be my own lawyer. I can voice my own opinions. So what I do? I Google the templates. I look at the custody child schedules, what I'm entitled to by law. I looked that up. I Googled it. Just like you see me do the videos on my Instagram pages, I did the same thing. Hey, I want my child to get, I want my 50-50 of my child. I don't want the mother to have control over the schedule. So I laid it out. So I went to the court system. I went to Miami-Dade court, filed the paperwork, cost me nothing. Set up an e-portal. They have e-services. You go to the court website, sign up for an account. So you get all the paperwork. You don't even have to go into the courtroom. You can start doing it from your home. Take a picture of the document that you want to send. Make it a PDF. Save it as a PDF file. E-file it. Know the court. They'll give you a court case. File it under the court case number. Boom. Send the copy over to the mother. You know her home address. Email it. Mail it or email her. Text her. Long as she got the information. Then you sit and wait for a time. Then you get yourself in order. Then you sit before a judge. Regardless of what that judge is supposed to make you feel like you no equal to the mother or vice versa. And he gonna do his talk. But at the end of the day, they say, oh, I can't keep you from your child. It's by law, I can't keep you from this child unless you have been an endangerment to your child. I went in and got 50-50 with all all the foolishness in my past. None of it had to do with my daughter. So I walked in there confidently. Because I'm a good parent. I chose to be a good father. Just like that cycle of abuse, is that cycle of power, you can start that. I had that from my father. My father wasn't a bad father. My father was dedicated, committed to being the head of his household. So that is what's in my genes. That's what's in my blood. The ability to be ahead of my household. To be accountable. To let you know what I failed. To let you know I've stumbled. It's no better time, I posted that tweet. It's no better time to be a masculine man. Because everybody's being weak. And what do? Weak men eventually start looking up to strong men. They start eventually learning how to do it right. They eventually start leaving weak women. And falling after their lusts. And start saying, man, these men right here are walking right. These men right here are feared. Why isn't the government sacrificing these men? Why they keep sacrificing rappers' baby mamas or other rappers? Why they keep getting caught, but they not talking about nothing? Why is these strong men standing up to this system and haven't got much of a ingrown thumbnail? Not as much as a splinter. Not as much as pressure. Why are these men talking so freely and living this power, protected, with a hedge? And eventually, weak men will start emulating us. Then weak women will see that man ain't no longer weak. Dang. Who is he around that he learned this? He didn't learn this with me. He let me run over top of him. Then those weak women start wanting to try. Trust me, they're going to try. Weak women will try men of righteousness. They will try men of power just to see if they buckle, just to see if they fold. Jezebels will try an Ahab. But what Jezebel will never try is a Boaz, is a Jehu, a Joshua, a Ehud. And for those who are left-handed, you should read the story about Ehud. The left-handed Israelite who saved his people by taking a knife and stabbing the king of Moab in his stomach till the knife disappeared. I love that story because I'm left-handed. When Joshua was going to overthrow the city of Jericho, what did the prostitute do? The prostitute knew that power was coming. She's like, you know, she didn't go rat and tail like, hey, y'all better wake up. Them Israelite boys outside. Y'all better wake up and defend yourself. What did she do? She hid the Israelite scouts and said, please take me with you. I know y'all about that power. I know who your God is. Just please take me with you. And they did. They took that prostitute that sheltered those two scouts and brought them into the Israelite camp. She learned to walk our walk. She's a stranger. She's a Gentile, but she learned to walk out and learn our ways. I'm guessing she stopped being a prostitute. She found righteousness. I'm telling you, man, it's going to happen. When men of power walk in their uprightness and walk in their power, I'm telling you, by example, it never fails. By example, those who are weak or haven't found themselves will start to imitate us. And like they say, imitation is the highest form of flattery. I'll see y'all next time. Y'all bless.